The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, March the 14th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. The Pennsylvania special election goes down to the wire. Pompeo on deck for the State Department. Also on our nationwide rundown, immigrant rights groups speak out as Trump visits California. And do the homeless have a right to rest? Colorado lawmakers wrestle with that question today. First, our top story. Democrats have plenty to crow about today as Democrat Connor Lamb erased a 20-point margin won by President Donald Trump in Pennsylvania's 18th congressional district. Lamb pulled even last night with the Republican Right to Work candidate Rick Saccone, with less than 1,000 votes separating the two candidates. With the margin so razor close, the final result is likely to be contested in the days ahead. President Trump, Vice President Pence, and Donald Trump Jr. all traveled to the district to press for a Saccone victory in the days before the election. The New York Times reports the sudden firing Tuesday of Secretary of State Rex Tillerson makes room for a true believer in President Trump's America First views and a bitter critic of the Iran nuclear deal. CIA Director Mike Pompeo, Tillerson's anticipated replacement, was among the harshest critics of the 2015 nuclear agreement. And just as Donald Trump is wrapping up his first visit to the Golden State since the 2016 election, immigrants' rights groups are embracing California's new nickname as the State of Resistance.
Last September, the president ended the DACA program, which gives work permits to people brought here as children. However, a federal judge kept it going while litigation proceeds. Frank Sherry with the nonprofit America's Voice says he's very pessimistic that this Congress will cut a deal to help the Dreamers.
The Trump administration has declared war on refugees and immigrants. They are determined to kick out people who are here, either with no status or in an uncertain status. So this is a historic challenge to those of us who believe that America should be a welcoming nation.
Trump defends his policies, saying the increase in immigration raids and deportations will protect jobs for citizens. He also visited prototypes for a border wall, maintaining that national security depends on its construction. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Students, parents, and spiritual leaders will gather at the Taos Plaza in New Mexico today. Ross Brown reports they intend to show support for the 17 people killed in the Parkland, Florida school shooting last month.
The latest mass school shooting has galvanized young people across the country and reignited debate over gun control. Schools in Taos are closed for spring break, but organizer Jill Klein says there was a local groundswell to recognize the horror of school shootings.
We've become so desensitized that sometimes we really lose our ability to respond when it happens close to home. But I think people are really at that place of saying, I don't want it to happen close to home. I don't want it to happen anywhere. And it's really sad when we have to look at a situation of saying, well, it was only one or two before it becomes important.
The gathering on the plaza will start at 10 a.m.
Another gun control march is planned for Saturday, March the 24th in Washington. It could bring hundreds of thousands of students to the nation's capital. A proposed project in central Montana would create a huge battery for renewable energy sources out of natural landscape. Eric Tegetoff explains.
The Gordon Butte Pump Storage Project is a closed-looped hydroelectric facility created from two reservoirs, one at the bottom of the ridge and the other 1,000 feet above it. Sources such as wind and solar would pump water to the upper reservoir to create stored potential energy. When the wind stops blowing or the sun isn't shining, energy could be released. Carl Borgquist, president and CEO of Absaroka Energy, the company heading the project, says it would make renewables more reliable and that the battery itself would be environmentally friendly.
The first maintenance cycle on this facility is at year 27. So this is a 100-year battery. It doesn't really wear out ever. It can be cycled back and forth from complete discharge, let's say, back to full storage without creating any degradation.
The facility would be located near Martinsdale. It's already received a license from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and is seeking financing for its $900 million construction. Absaroka is banking on the Pacific Northwest, where energy consumption is large and there is growing interest in powering the grid through renewables.
And finally, Colorado lawmakers are being called on for the fourth time to give people experiencing homelessness the right to rest. Eric Galatis has more.
The Colorado House Local Government Committee is set to decide the fate of the Right to Rest Act today. House Bill 1067 would roll back local laws that make it illegal to sit or sleep in public spaces. Therese Howard with the group Denver Homeless Out Loud says all people, regardless of their economic or social status, have the right to exist in public places without fear.
This bill would stop the inhumane, ineffective, and unconstitutional practices of picketing, harassing, and arresting people who are sweeping, sitting down, basic acts of survival.
Colorado communities have passed more than 350 ordinances that make it illegal for people to ask for charity, sleep, or rest on a public bench, or even in their own parked car. Similar bills have died in the past three legislative sessions. Opponents claim the policies are necessary to move people off the streets and into shelters.
And the world lost a deep thinker on Wednesday, world-renowned physicist Stephen Hawking. The BBC reports Hawking died peacefully at his home in Cambridge. They report the British scientist was famed for his work with black holes and relativity, perhaps most famous for the several popular science books he authored, including the must-read A Brief History of Time. That's our news for now. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.